This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an exciting message titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflicts in Marriage. Let's listen in.
I want to go to my fourth point, which is you cannot resolve conflict with bitterness. What is bitterness? You know, bitterness is pain that you refuse to let go. Not only that, you refuse to let go, and also it is pain that you always talk about. And it is also pain that finds an avenue also to inflict evil if the opportunity arises. So bitterness festers in your soul. It's like a sore that never heals. It's there. And in my life, I've come across people who cannot forgive. Somebody did them wrong and they can never forgive. Let me tell you something. Bitterness is evil and is dangerous. When you let go of things, you are not just helping the person, you are helping yourself. So don't overcome conflicts with bitterness. You know, I know some people that maybe when they were young, maybe a young man maybe impregnated them, or somebody impregnated them, and they didn't marry them, and maybe the person had promised to marry them and the marriage never came on. And because of that, till today, they are very bitter. And sometimes they even carry out the bitterness against the child of that relationship. So maybe something can happen and they begin to insult the child's father. No, the father is not present. They insult the father. They insult the mother. They talk about something that happened years ago. That's bitterness. It's not good. So I want to read a scripture which talks about that. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So here you see, the verse starts with relationships. It says, follow peace with all men, not some men. Those who have been good to you, those who have not been good to you. It says that, strive to be at peace with them. Don't make enemies. The world is already full of difficulties. Don't add more things to even make it more difficult. So he says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Verse 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Verse 17 says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Here the Bible talks about bitterness and the effects of bitterness. And it talks about the fact that you should not have a bitter soul. Maybe you have a friend and maybe your friend just said things against you in secret. And when you heard it, it hurt you so much. And you know what? Bitterness came into your heart. Or you have a husband who can help you financially and did not help you. And you became very bitter against your husband. And now you have more money than your husband. But because of the bitterness, you have decided that you are going to maltreat him. So as for bitterness, it can manifest in many ways. Or your father did not take care of you. He never paid your school fees, never cared for you, and you feel that you have not been well cared for. Instead of paying your school fees, rather he spent the money drinking or maybe even womanizing. And it has created bitterness in your heart. But you cannot resolve a conflict that you have with somebody with bitterness. So we are going to look at why it's dangerous to resolve conflicts with bitterness. If you look at the verse carefully, there are spiritual reasons and there are natural reasons. So we're going to look at the natural reasons and we'll look at the spiritual reasons or natural implications and spiritual implications. So Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, it says, Follow peace with all men. That's what will deliver you from bitterness. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So the first thing is that when you are bitter, and then the next example it gives is about a man called Esau. So verse 14 is the principle. Verse 15 is the example. So let's look at it very carefully. The first reason it gives why you should not be bitter against people is a spiritual reason. It says, if you are bitter, you will not see the Lord. If you are bitter, you will not see the Lord. So it says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. In other words, this holiness he's talking about is making peace with all men. And he's saying that if you refuse to walk in that holy way of making peace with all men, what happens is that you will not see the Lord. So it has a spiritual effect on you. The spiritual effect is that it makes you spiritually blind. You know, when we say you are spiritually blind, what it means is that you cannot see spiritual things. So bitterness has a spiritual effect. It makes you blind. So for example, you can read the Bible and not understand it because spiritually you are blind. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of God, should shine upon them. You see, what light does is that it makes you see. Every night I read before I sleep, and I have a light. I put on the light by my bed, and I begin to read. You know, the light helps me to see. So bitterness creates dark conditions. So here the Bible says that it's so dark that even the Gospels, the Word of God, when you read it, because you are blinded by darkness, you cannot see it. You won't appreciate it. So if you really want to know the Lord and you want to understand the scriptures, you cannot afford to have bitterness in your heart because it cuts you off from spiritual revelation. Psalm 119 verse 18, the Bible says, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. There's not a physical eye, because he had a physical eye already. What I was talking about is natural eye. And here the Bible tells us that bitterness makes you spiritually blind. You read the book of Habakkuk, it doesn't mean anything to you. You hear a sermon, it doesn't mean anything to you. You read a verse, it doesn't mean anything to you. Do you know what is happening? You are blind. And there are spiritually blind people. And that's the effect it has. So if you really want to know the Lord, you want to really experience the power of the scriptures and the Bible and enjoy the fatness and the goodness of God's word, you cannot allow yourself to be bitter against your husband, your wife, your cousin, your mother-in-law, your friend, your boss, somebody who hurt you. It all makes you spiritually blind. Ephesians 2 verse 18, Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know. So there are a lot of spiritually blind people in church. When Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, do you know what he said? In Matthew 5:9, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, for you to see God, have revelations, experience the supernatural, if you have a bitter heart, you cannot see. So it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I thank God that in my Christian walk, I have seen God. I've seen God in miracles. I've seen the glory of God. I've seen the power of God. I've seen angels. I've been to heaven. I have seen hell. When I read the Bible, I see revelations, secrets, financially, just simple verses have blessed me and turned my life around. I mean, it's so wonderful having revelation from God's word. Personally, I guard my heart because I cannot sacrifice divine revelation for bitterness. No, you owe me some money, so I become very bitter. I said, this person, I'll never talk to him again. He's owing me 15 cedis. 15 cedis for Revelation? My brother, you are making a very big mistake. You don't know what you are missing. So it's important. Not only that, I've also realized that bitterness makes you mentally blind. You know, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not that that darkness has blinded his eyes. So here the Bible says that when a man carries hatred, bitterness in his heart, it says that he walks in darkness. And here the description, it looks more like something physical. It says he's walking in darkness. In other words, mentally, visually, he cannot see. And he knoweth not that that darkness has blinded his eyes. So bitterness can blind you. So you can even have somebody who will be a very good wife or a very good husband, but you say no, because he comes from this town, or he comes from this place, or he comes from that place. I won't marry the person. Rather, I'll marry somebody from my hometown. Who have you have selected the worst wife or husband possible ever? Because, and the only reason is that the person is from your hometown. Do you know why you make such a decision? Very simple. It's bitterness. The Bible says, he who hates his brother walks in darkness. He doesn't know where he's going. Because that darkness, it even blinds your mind and blinds everything. So you make wrong decisions.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that we must not resolve conflicts with bitterness because it makes you spiritually blind. Tune in same time tomorrow when this powerful message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Then this one says that, thank you for your prayers. By the power of God, I'm healed. After you prayed for me, I went and checked the prolapse of the uterus that I told you that I had. And to my surprise, the doctor said, there is no prolapse of my uterus anymore. That my uterus is fine and I don't need an operation. This means when you prayed for me, instantly the healing power of God fell upon me. The doctor did a sonar and confirmed that there is no prolapse of the uterus. To God be the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Makasataka Bariandas. Because earlier on, the person has sent a message to me saying, I'm going to the hospital tomorrow to remove the uterus. It has lapsed. That's what the person said to me. And then we prayed. And after we prayed, when she went, that's what the doctor said.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Airpower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Airpower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabadian.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.